Thank you and welcome on behalf of all of us at ABC News. The first question will be from Sam Donaldson. We'll talk about that when we hear the question. It really is a great honor for all of us to have you here, and I am speaking on behalf of the 450 employees of ABC News located here in Washington as we dedicate this building, which to the best of our knowledge is the single largest and best facility in the world devoted totally to broadcast news. An awful lot of our people are, as you've probably been seeing, covering the space shuttle today, and so they haven't been able to be here. But I would like to introduce some of the people standing here who you may not know. The first on our far right is Bill Knowles, our Washington Bureau Chief. Dick Wald, Senior Vice President of ABC News. Ted Koppel, who does something. I don't know what it is that he does. Mr. Elton Rule, who is the President and Chief Operating Officer of ABC, Inc. And to welcome the President, I would like to introduce the Chairman of the Board of ABC, a man who has stood behind our news efforts, who is largely responsible for this building, this $22 million monster that we have created here, but a man who has been very, very supportive of our news efforts, and we are delighted to have him here, Mr. Leonard Goldmanson. Leonard?
Mr. President, members of the press, associates of ABC and friends of ABC, I think this building is symbolic of the progress made by ABC News. In a city that makes news more than any other, this is without a doubt Washington's finest TV and radio news facility. It gives me a great thrill to see this building. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful place for everybody connected with ABC News to work. All of us at ABC join me in expressing our appreciation to you, Room, and to Julie Bonathan, who's the head of our engineering, and to the many others who have brought this project from the drawing boards to the ceremony. But behind the bricks and mortar, there's another achievement to be recognized. Several years ago, we set as our goal to make ABC News the preeminent broadcast news operation in the world. We have made giant strides towards that goal. To me, our progress is measured by the superior people we have at ABC News, from anchors, commentators, producers, directors, writers, editors, cameramen, couriers, and staff. ABC has been recognized as the outstanding news team. To preside at this formal opening, I'm immensely proud, as Rooney is, to welcome the first President of the United States with extensive experience on both sides of the microphone. He was distinguished as a commentator, a sportscaster, and an actor. And when he moved on to other spheres, his successes were even greater. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the President of the United States.
It's a pleasure for me to be here. And I am impressed now when I stop to think that I used to go walking on the beach with Elton Rule in California. But I knew that I wanted to bring something to you today, so I have a news flash. Chase Manhattan has lowered the prime rate to 16.5. The three-month bill is down to 10.50, having opened at 11. And the long bond has improved 2 points on par in the first hour of the market. And And I think you should know that the space shuttle got off. That's the only thing my administration favors in going up. But seriously, to see this, the largest building, as I understand, devoted totally to electronic news, is really something, and to know that in the late 50s, your entire staff here in Washington consisted of four TV commentators and one for radio. But I'd just like to take it back a little further, being the only one here I think that's old enough to do it, that yes, in those WHO days in Des Moines, Iowa, 50,000 watts, another network, in the middle 30s, even the four and the one that were here in the 50s sounds pretty extravagant. Now, I can't claim, maybe it isn't true if we look far enough, that we were the first to do radio news. But we had a kind of free soul that owned our company, B.J. Palmer. The Fair Trade Practices Act said that radio could not do news in those days because it was unfair to the printed media. And our boss came to a day in which he said we were going to do it. UPI was the only one that would sell us a news service. We hired a newspaper reporter who later became H.R. Gross, the conscience of the United States Congress, in his many years as congressman here. But he did the news, and I did the sports. And the only other news source we had, legally, was a Western Union ticker that in the appropriate season would bring in whatever scores there were. And Charlie Gross and I, that was it. There was an illegal source. I had a 10:30 at night sports summary, and I found that it went much easier if I ducked out of the studio a little before 10 and picked up the early morning edition of the Des Moines Register Tribune. And from which I would ad-lib a very entertaining sports summary. But we've come a long way in all of this, and I am very proud and happy to be here. I understand there's going to be an unveiling of a plaque and all, and I'm not going to go into any great dissertation about freedom of the press. And you know how I feel about regulations, and let me just say that in our efforts to reduce them, cut them down and get rid of the unnecessary ones, your industry is included, and we'd like to go to work on that too and free you up. Sam, when I leave here today, I'm going back to have a meeting with Dave Stockman. That's all I can do. Well, he made a statement in there that did, yes. But I'm not going to say any more until he and I meet this afternoon.
As H.R. Gross would have said, one final question, please. You don't agree that your plan is a trickle-down, aid the rich program?
No. As a matter of fact, if anyone wants to look closely, our original tax plan did not contain the reduction of the 70% bracket. That was suggested by the Democrats. Thank you.
I was only joking when I said the first question. Mr. President, you know, that's not a bad idea. Mr. President, thank you.
This is really, in fairness, this was not intended as a news conference. And in fairness to the President, we would be very appreciative if you would sign this plaque, which is going to be in our lobby, which will mark the occasion of the dedication. And once again, on behalf of all of us, we are delighted and very proud that you